So Larry Lacewell, who was head of the defense, and I went and talked to Chuck about switched on this open date to the wishbone. Chuck was a little reluctant. He said he wanted to think about it overnight. He didn't want to make a hasty decision. I knew he would call his ex-coaches at Michigan State, the Biggie Munns, the Duffy Dohertys, the people he played for, and ask them. I knew what their comment was going to be. Stick with what you're doing. You'll improve and all that. Give him positive feedback. I was hoping Chuck would do this, and that next morning Chuck called me in the office and he said he thought heavily about it. He said, let's make the move. Let's do it. So we, in that open date, changed to the wishbone. Players are going to do what you want them to do. They're there to play, and they're going to believe in the coaches, and I had convinced them that this is what was the best thing to do offensively. The defense wanted us to do something to help them out because we were struggling on offense. Jack Mildren was probably the one I was more concerned about than anyone, and Greg Pruitt, who was playing split receiver for us, I was going to have to move back to running back because we weren't going to be able to get him the ball as split receiver as much as we could at running back, and I wanted him to be able to touch it.
Chuck was under some pressure when you went to him.
He was under the Chuck bumper sticker era. I called it, told Chuck, I said, Chuck, if you don't do this, we're all going to get fired. We're all going to be looking for a job next year, and you won't be the head football coach. I think Chuck realized this is true. Chuck was under tremendous pressure. We started off very poorly that season. I was a factor in it. We were trying to run an offense that I didn't believe in, didn't understand. Our coaches didn't understand. It was a Bill Yeoman offense, and he wanted to run it because Chuck came from Houston. He was on Bill Yeoman's staff when he innovated the Houston beer. So Chuck wanted to copy this, and he was influenced by this. If we had brought Bill Yeoman with us to run it, we would probably have been more successful. But he was the head coach at Houston, and that wasn't possible. But Chuck realized, as I did, that the wishbone gave us a tremendous opportunity. And we went to the wishbone. It was disastrous. Our first game, the score was disastrous. But I saw in our first game against Texas after the open date that we were going to move the ball. We were going to control the ball when we were going to be successful. And we would grow with it. And that's what we did.
71 was a good year. You also had the Selman brothers. You had Joe Washington in there.
And Greg Pruitt led the nation in rushing. Jack Mildren and Greg Pruitt both rushed for over 1,000 yards. That team that year rushed for over 5,000 yards and averaged 472 yards a game total rushing offense. We set the national record in total offense, and we still hold it today in rushing offense. No team has averaged 472 yards for 11 games since and never will. It's a record I'll never be broken because of the style of offenses that are played today. No one runs the option, believes in the option, and believes in the running game like we did then. We completely dominated college football, and we controlled the football, and we're probably the best team in college football that year.